Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, looking at the story of Lot. We've been looking at the progression, how that he came up out of Egypt. And while Abraham was successful in getting himself and Lot out of Egypt, I don't think Abraham ever got all of Egypt out of Lot. And as a result of that, there was strife among the herdsmen because of God's blessing. And they separated themselves, and Lot chose the well-watered plains. And there was a progression. He looked toward Sodom, he pitched his tent toward Sodom, and ultimately he dwelt in Sodom. Well, today I want to move quickly to Genesis chapter number 18 for a moment. God has informed Abraham that he's going to destroy the city. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" And rather than read it, let me just tell you the progression. He asked God, "Would you spare it for 50 righteous?" And God said, "I will." He said, "God, would you spare it for 45? And God said, "I will." "Would you spare it for 40? "Yes, I will." "Would you spare it for 30? Lord, don't get mad. "Would you spare it for 20? And the Lord said, "I will." And finally, Abraham said, "Lord, would you spare it for 10? And the Lord said, "I will spare it for 10. And what's interesting is Lot stopped at 10. In my mind, I'm thinking that Abraham certainly thought there would be 10 righteous. Now, I want you to move now to Genesis 19, and let's count and see who it was that Abraham was counting on to be righteous. Well, the Bible says, Genesis 19 and verse number 12, that, of course, Lot has met the angels that have come, those men that have come in to destroy the city. But their job was to get the righteous out. And we know from that account that there was Lot's wife. She would be one. And then there's Lot. He's two. And then there was daughter number one. She would be three. And then there's daughter number two. That would be four. But that don't add up to 10. Well, what's the difference here? How come Abraham, sought the Lord over 10 righteous? And we could only find four. Well, let's look what was asked. Genesis 19:12. "And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou any here besides son-in-law?" Well, in order to have a son-in-law, it means you've got a daughter that's married. So we haven't counted those. So let's count a married daughter, just suppose, and a son-in-law that they were asking about. That would bring us to 6. He said, "And thy sons." Well, in order to have sons, you're going to have more than one. So that's number 7, number 8. That's 2 sons. And he says, "And thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place." Now that whatsoever, he wasn't talking about animals or furniture. He was talking about bring them out of this place. He's talking about people. Whatever you have, bring them out. Well, if he had a married a daughter and son-in-law, then if they were healthy and by reasons of nature, they probably had children. And I'm going to say that they probably had a couple. And Uncle Abraham probably knew that. And that would make 10 of Lot's family. There may have been more. Those sons, they may have been married, and they may have had, and maybe not. Maybe they were part of the group of Sodomites. Don't know. But the Bible says that the angel asked, "How about any besides your son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place." God would have spared the whole city, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, if just 10 righteous could be found. But Lot had not even reached his own family. And I'm going to say this. Well, you know the story. They weren't to look back, but Mrs. Lot looked back. I don't think she was looking back because of her furniture or her color TV or her new car was being destroyed. I think when the fire began to fall and the judgment began to fall, she heard screams, and she had family back there that died under the judgment and the wrath of God. My friend, sin will take you farther than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Father, help us today to realize the great price that sin has wreaked upon this world and upon the people of God. In Christ's name, amen. This is Randy Barton, pastor of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.